You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Carrie Klein. We now turn to water, specifically the problem of arsenic in groundwater. On Thursday, Fresno State is hosting a symposium that's gathering water leaders from across campus, as well as Stanford University, the U.S. Geological Survey, and many other water agencies. They'll be discussing the problem of arsenic in groundwater and workshopping future solutions to it. On the phone to discuss this arsenic symposium is Fresno State's Associate Vice President of Water and Sustainability, Thomas Escueda. Thomas, welcome.
Yes, thank you for inviting me.
So arsenic, of course, is a concern for us because it's toxic. Long-term exposure is associated with a host of health impacts, including cancer, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and adverse pregnancy outcomes. So before we talk specifically about this event, can you first just tell me, how is groundwater stored in aquifers under our feet, and why is there arsenic in them in the first place?
Yes. So, great question. Those will all be, we're going to plan on covering those at the symposium. Thank you very much. And so the groundwater that is here in the Central Valley, and really ideally we're focused on the San Joaquin Valley, is just based on the aquifers created over years and years of just sedimentation and erosion out of the Sierra Nevadas, left a very fine set of sands, gravels, cobbles that just ideally suited to receiving water and storing it for later extraction through wells as we use it here, or in some instances it helps to recharge local streams as it comes back into there. And then as part of that erosion sedimentation process, you know, arsenic was present in some of those sediments and soils, and it just naturally just kind of came out of the Sierra Nevadas during that process, and kind of accumulated in certain areas within the valley. And every now and then we find a well that trips that arsenic, and we see it in water quality sampling results.
So water just trickles through all of this material underground, the sand and gravel and rock, and it just leaches the arsenic right out.
Yes, and usually it's, and I think that's a perfect description of it. Yeah, it leaches it out of the natural occurring sediments and stones that came out of the Sierra Nevadas.
And so, of course, arsenic in groundwater here in the San Joaquin Valley has been a problem for a long time. But another impetus, as I understand, for this symposium was a scientific article that was published earlier this year linking overpumping of groundwater to an increase in arsenic concentrations. So tell me a little bit about that research and what it means for us in the San Joaquin Valley.
Yes, it was a great article by Dr. Scott Fundorf and some of his faculty and students at Stanford University that identified the potential that where overpumping is occurring in the valley, a phenomenon known as subsidence is occurring, where the water is extracted out of the soils. Those soils then collapse and compact on each other, and as part of that collapsing compaction process, any arsenic that might have been in those soils suddenly leaches out at a higher rate than anticipated in other parts of the valley. So they prompted the question about arsenic resulting from the overpumping and the subsidence, and that prompted us to think, well, you know what, there are areas of the valley where the arsenic's occurring without the presence of subsidence. And we're talking about a lot, you know, the potential for more people moving into the valley over time. You know, it's probably a good time for us to have a discussion about arsenic in groundwater. What are we currently doing? What do we currently know? And as we anticipate the population growing in the valley, how might we, you know, implement some measures, whether it's regulatory, voluntary, you know, through land use planning decisions, that we could reduce the risk of exposing people to arsenic in the groundwater? And, you know, what might that look like? So we've got a whole suite of folks that are going to be meeting and talking with us about. We'll start with, you know, the first discussion will just be about the question you asked. Where is it coming from? How did it get here, and where is it kind of stored? And then we kind of end up with, we have Dr. Fendorf and his group serving as the kind of the cleanup hitters. I mean, there are feature speakers and talk about their research, and in between we'll have folks talking about everything else we currently know about arsenic. So it should be a good opportunity for everyone, just where is the state of arsenic in groundwater in the Central Valley right now.
And so you have quite a suite of speakers coming along. You mentioned Scott Fendorf, the Stanford researcher who published this paper that we were talking about just now. You also have speakers from the State Water Resources Control Board. Tell me a little bit more about who you've gathered to speak at this symposium and preview a little bit of what they'll be talking about.
Yes, thank you for asking. So we've got a couple of folks from the USGS, Dr. Miranda Fram and Dr. Claudia Font, who will both be here talking about the work they're doing to identify the location and presence of arsenic in the groundwater in the valley. And the other question, the other thing that they work on is the movement of groundwater in the valley. So I'll have a general sense of where does it currently exist, how is groundwater moving in the valley, and how might we use that information to understand, you know, where public health and safety risk might occur in the future based on that movement and the current presence. And then we have a great suite of speakers from the State Water Resource Control Board. They're going to give us a sense of, you know, what is the current condition or compliance status of public water supply systems in the Central Valley. Really, the question there is, you know, how big is the struggle and who's struggling and what are they struggling with? And they'll kind of identify that. Again, they'll give us a sense of geographic location of where systems are having challenges, types of treatment technologies they're testing. And we want them to also spend a little bit of time talking to us about disadvantaged communities and the issues and challenges that they're having with complying with arsenic in their drinking water. And then again, as you indicated, we have Dr. Scott Fendorf, who will kind of conclude. He'll be the what we're calling the headliner presentation, just going through his research and kind of what he has found as it relates to this overpumping and the threat caused by the resulting subsidence. So we're real excited. We think we got a good suite of folks to help us present the case to the community and get things moving in the right direction. And how do we, you know, again, reduce the public health and safety risks that currently exist for arsenic.
And so do you see this symposium being most useful for academics who are deeply entrenched in water issues or kind of anyone who's interested in water issues? Who's your intended audience?
Yeah, our intended audience is a few different groups. I think one of the things we want to work, we want is the disadvantaged community. We've extended invitations to a number of those agencies because they are struggling with this right now. And so we want to kind of get a sense from the State Water Resource Control Board folks of just, you know, the degree, the geographic extent and the severity of kind of challenges they're having. And how might there be some, and then we'll work on identifying during the course of the breakout session solutions for the disadvantaged communities. Arsenic, again, it's a naturally occurring element that exists here in the valley, but it is persistent. And so one of the things we're proposing to do is, you know, have this be a package of information that we can give to legislative body, the state regulators, and, you know, maybe make it available to the governor coming into town about as he puts together his water management plan how might arsenic play into the thinking of creating a water strategy for California that kind of accounts for these arsenic conditions that exist in the Central Valley and the San Joaquin Valley.
And the symposium is free to the public, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely free to the public. We'll be doing a number of different symposiums during the future here at Fresno State, and we want to make them easily accessible to everybody that we believe would benefit from these important discussions. So, yes, this will be a free event.
Great. And I've been speaking with Fresno State's Associate Vice President of Water and Sustainability, Thomas Escueda. Thomas, thanks so much.
Thank you.
The California Water Institute's Arsenic Symposium takes place at Fresno State on Thursday, October 11th, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can find more information online at www.californiawater.org.